My job is to find the truth.
Double the taxes.
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Triple the taxes.
This is an IRS agent's dream.
If you think that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself.
Beautiful, lovely taxes.
Sorry, but I don't do taxes.
Did you see the memo about this?
The government is a greedy piglet.
Just leave us alone.
Do you know what Ralph just said?
The roads.
You boys like Mexico?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
And welcome back. It's been a while. What, like a week or two? Taxation is theft, and today we are broadcasting from the campaign page because there was a little bit of a mix-up, and the taxation is theft page got banned for 3 days. Actually, my other account got banned, so I'm broadcasting through my sock account onto my campaign page. But this will go up on taxation is theft. And today I have with me Andrew Sheets, who is he runs the Charlotte County, Florida Cop Watch. That's your organization, right? Or are you kind of a smaller piece and a bigger, or is that like your baby?
That's my baby. And then, as you know, there's Cop Watch all over America. We're all splintered off. We're kind of like ISIS, right?
Oh man. Yeah.
Did you say that?
Well, apparently that's what it sounds like from our last conversation. It sounds like that's what the sheriff down there already says about you. So.
That is correct.
Yeah. they refer to you as a terrorist, and we'll talk all about that. But yeah, welcome to the show. And first, I really want to hear about this. You've got some crazy stuff going on. I don't want to screw it up by trying to introduce it, so I'll just let you take over and explain what's going on.
So here's what's interesting. I've been doing Cop Watch for 6 years, and I've never had anything happen what's happened here in the past. I believe we do need cops. You know we need cops. We just don't need a police state and everything to be illegal. So I actually knew somebody that was a psycho. He stalked this old lady, and they got a stalking case against him. And there's five witnesses. I'm one of them. I've been subpoenaed. I don't have a choice. Once you're subpoenaed, if I don't go, I go to jail. Well, right. Apparently he knows he's going to jail for a year because it's so bad. He called the lady 500 times and a bunch of other shit. And a week and a half ago, he doxed all of us on his YouTube channel. I'm not even going to say what the YouTube channel is. 20,000 subscribers. He put all of our names, our information. You know, and I know that doesn't help your case. So you got to be a nutcase to do that in the first place. And for a week and a half, Dan, it has been insane. We have got a witness tampering to the max. Have you ever heard of spoofing?
In various contexts, yeah.
On the phone, have you ever heard of phone spoofing?
Spoofing phone numbers.
Okay, so he is spoofing the shit out of all of our numbers, and for the past week and a half, here's an example. I asked you before the show started if this ever happened to you. I got swatted for the first time in my life. He called up the sheriff, said I tied the wife up in the chair. And they came to my house. Luckily, it was in the middle of the night. We can't hear nothing in a bedroom because we got a window shaker. So it's so loud, we can't hear anything. But I don't know if you know this, Daniel, because of what I do, I have cameras all over the house, all over outside. So I've been video documenting all this insanity. He literally, you know, if I would answer the door, I could have died that night. The same night he called and said our house is on fire, I got video of the firefighter almost knocked the window out that was near my wife's head. He basically doxed, he basically spooked us to the sheriffs and the firefighter four times in a week and a half. He's ordered pizza, Chinese food, septic tank truck, tow truck, anything you can think of, Dan. I have got done to me for the first time in my life, and I don't know how he thinks this is going to help his case. It's so bad that they now have filed new charges of felony witness tampering. This guy's screwed. That 2 years minimum in prison.
Wow.
So just like I've discussed with you before, I do Cop Watch because, it is a police state. Everything is illegal. But you know, and I know we still need cops. We do need some. Absolutely. For people like this, what's happening to us right now. But yes, I absolutely do fight police corruption. You've seen my videos, Dan. Every single day I fight corruption, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about that, because we joked around earlier about you being called ISIS by the correct. Sheriff. What's going on with that? How did they conclude that you are a terrorist?
So they conclude that I'm a terrorist just because, let's just even go quick, to the beginning. 6 years ago, I for the first time in my life, I found out how corrupt they were. I had a bad neighbor, turned into a stalker, took him to a stalking court, whatever you want to call it. The deputy that was helping me, the stalker got a good lawyer in town, got the deputy to flip, commit perjury, got the case thrown out. That's what opened up my eyes. And ever since then, I found out another way that you can do Cop Watch is, and I know there's a lot of auditors out there, and I love auditing. I think it's great. But there's another thing you can do too, especially in Florida, we have great Sunshine Law, which means FOIA law, Freedom of Information Act. I can destroy them by just doing records requests. And that's why they call me a FOIA terrorist, because I get the documents, I expose it on YouTube, my websites, Facebook. It's to the point where I just mentioned to you too that in 3 years, because I've exposed so much crap, I have had 3 YouTube channels knocked off of YouTube. And we discussed this too, Dan. I am shadow banned to hell, and I believe it is because I've been illegally investigated multiple times by the sheriff. He has literally contacted YouTube multiple times saying, I'm a bad guy, and he put his story up. That's not nice to us. I mean, dude, he literally got him to take down a story we did on him. And I know that is a violation of the press and free speech, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, when the government does it.
Yeah, that is correct. So now YouTube's got this, a dossier on me that I'm a bad guy and bad stories. I'm making Blue ISIS look bad, even though they make themselves look bad every single day. And you know what proves that too, Dan? I got to mention, it was in the paper today. Dude, this sheriff, since he's been in power 6+ years, there's a guy that was freaking wasted with the gun. I do admit this is not good. He was shooting the gun in the house with people. That's bad. Okay. But they knew all of that before they showed up, right? So the cops knew all this before they came there. They got the negotiator. Negotiator's going. They didn't get the beanbag gun. They didn't get the rubber bullet gun. They didn't get the pepper spray. The guy comes out wasted with a gun, raises it up, supposedly, and I say supposedly, Dan, because this place still does not have body cameras or car cameras. Still, that's how bad corrupt it is. Okay, they had 2 guys with AR-15s with scopes. They fucking executed them. If you know ahead of time this guy is wasted, wouldn't you try a little bit of non-lethal?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, you, I don't know. It can be so circumstantial, but yeah, it's, we tend to think that there could have been something else done just because, we see so many extreme cases where it's like obvious, like, yeah, you didn't need to shoot the guy. And when you hear, especially when a department, one particular department does so much of it, and they refuse to get body cams, because this is what people don't understand about body cams. It's usually not that they don't have a budget or, something like, oh, poor us, we'd love to have body. No, it's usually like they try to get body cams, Congress or the county tries to get them. And then usually the police departments push back and say, oh, we don't need those. We don't want those. They're bad. They're going to create problems, all this other stuff. So, yeah, it's there's a lot of different sides to it. But, I'm trying And it's kind of difficult for me because, you know, we all have our biases, but I'm trying to like keep an open mind to as many of these cases as I can to say like, okay, look, maybe, I mean, look, realistically, if some guy walked in, and this is a completely different situation, but if some guy walked into my house and he's waving a gun around, like I might not go for the non-lethal first, right? And it doesn't matter if he pointed it at me or not. It doesn't matter if he was just waving it in the air, like that might get him shot. So, but at the same time, this is a completely different scenario when the police are going to somebody's house and they're now, you know, they're like, oh, well, I'm just doing my job. And like, yeah, it's a completely different story because like the reality is they could have just said, hey, you know what? We have no obligation to protect and serve. I just don't want to go.
That's true.
So, yeah, there's so many different ways to look at it. But what's really interesting. So we talked before about in some of your requests, you were getting information about like how people were being monitored by this police. So they don't want to monitor themselves with body cams, right? But they have all this extra information on the people in the county because they're doing some things that you found out about. What kind of stuff are they doing?
All right. Like I said, I believe I've been on, a lot of people don't know about what it is. It's called a cell phone stingray. That's one of the toys they have. That basically is a middleman attack. You know, I'm sure a lot of your followers are computer people like you. You know, about the size of a small suitcase, it acts as a mini cell tower, and it's a middleman. When they fire it up in the neighborhood, everything goes through there. So here they can, before. By the way, Dan, before 2014, they didn't even need a real warrant. It's insane. So when they fire it up, they get the voice, they get the data, they get the text. Here's a tricky thing. They get everybody in the neighborhood, and you know, they tell the judge, oh, we won't keep the other people's information, you can trust us, right? But anyways, so that's what's really messed up. Also, I think I sent it to you. We've been finally getting the Stingray warrants, and when you read what that sucker can do, I mean, voice, data, text, they can actually probably hack your shit while you're on. I've got two phones that have died now since I did this, an early death before they were even paid off. You don't think that's abnormal?
Well, I've had some shitty phones, but yeah, actually the one I have right now is doing really good. So I don't know. I think that depends on the phone, but yeah, it's totally, plausible that they're doing all this stuff. I mean, you know, any of the stuff that they can do, we know that they can get into your phone, they can turn on the camera, they can turn on the microphone, and of course, you know, that stuff's going to drain your battery. Yeah, and it's, you know what's interesting? So I'm on this, I got this Android because I finally got sick of Apple because I had this iPhone, and it was less than a year old, and it just started getting slower and slower and slower, and like,
ow.
You think about it and it's like, why? Like, it's not like there was like a lot of crazy software installed on it. It's not like I had shit tons of pictures. It's just, and so it's like, are they just in there? Are they screwing around with it? Why is this a thing? Why would my phone just start heating up and like consuming resources? Like it doesn't make any sense. So it sucks because it's one of these things where like when it's happening, like even when I think it to myself, I know I sound like a crazy person and I'm like, stop saying that, you're crazy. But at the same time, like, I know like there's no other explanation, but at the same time, you don't have like I can't like dig in and print out a log that says like, oh yeah, the NSA connected today. So it's really difficult. And that really sucks because that kind of puts all the information in their hands, even as far as like when they're collecting information and what they're doing with your phone.
So here's what's interesting. Now, you said you can't get a log. Guess what? In other countries, you can buy a gadget that can tell if you got the Stingray, dude. Isn't this weird? You can't buy it in America. What's up with that, Dan?
Well, you say can't. I say I see an opportunity for a black market.
Yes, we do need programmers like you that can somehow set it up with one of those radio things you can plug into your laptop. We can run some software and figure it out. I don't know if you know this, Black Hat's been trying to figure that out to make it kind of easy for a long time, because this has been going on for a long time. And I believe you are in Mexico right now, right?
Yep.
All right. Dude, okay, so here's a good thing, bad thing. You live there. You are more free, but at the same time, not. Dude, they could absolutely have one on you in a heartbeat, and they don't even need a warrant, correct?
Right.
Yes. And you are hated in America, correct?
Yep.
Correct?
By so many people, yeah.
Well, dude, I heard you deal in freedom, so I think you are hated in America, right?
I'm on plenty of lists, if that's what you're getting at.
Yes, that one. Very good. Very, very good. Yes. By the way, have you pulled any of those lists?
No, I haven't. I just figure I'm on all of them, so it doesn't matter. Like, I've never, to me, that's kind of like doing a DNA test. I haven't done a DNA test either, but that's kind of like, take a DNA test and see how many government lists you're on.
Yes, that's, you already know that. Dude, if you take the DNA test with one of the American companies, yes, they're giving it away. So that, yeah, I agree. I haven't done that. But I have been trying to pull records. I don't know if you know this. I got, here in Florida, it's called the David system, where the cops look you up. I can pull that all day long. I've done it for years. People, you know, cops have been looking me up forever. That's the local one. Then there's a state one called FCIC. You got to pay for that. But, they were looking me up all over for that one. Then there's the NCIC. I haven't got that one yet. That's the national one. That one would be the really fun one. Because I think I am hated nationwide because they've, you know, I don't think I'm that big, but at the same time, I don't know because of all the crap that's happening. It's just like, wow, 3 YouTube channels in 2 years. I don't know anybody that's got that. That's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at the same time, like, we like to think sometimes that we're small enough to be ignored, but you look at look at some of the guys that like the FBI picks up and says, oh, well, this guy, we're going to sell him a fake bomb and send him somewhere to go set it off.
Yeah.
Those aren't extremely well-known people, but they've collected information. They know exactly what type of person to target. And it's because of these lists of data that they've been collecting.
Correct. And speaking of that, that makes you bring up the other topic I told you about that I found out with record requests. So here's the other quick story about what I do exposing stuff. I blow stories open. And in fact, I got an update on it, Dan. Okay, so a friend of mine thought he was being investigated. So nobody likes to ask the sheriff. They want me to ask for them. Okay, so whatever. I asked for them. Sure enough, this guy is in their database. And we find out he's on what they call a gun pawn list. Here in Florida, and actually it's I think it's nationwide now. I think it's so fucked up. If you go to a pawn shop and pawn something or sell it, do you know they get all your data? Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is scary, and they're sharing it statewide and nationwide. So we found out that here in Florida, there's a 790.335 states that the cops are not the. If it's a gun, the cops are only supposed to get your name. No, excuse me. Only supposed to get the gun and the serial number, not your name, your address, everything that they get with it when you sell something at a pawn shop, which is literally everything. I'm shocked they're not asking for blood. It's so bad. Right. So anyways, he was on the list, and just because he was on the, they were profiling. We literally have deputies from our area, detectives that literally said, see if you can work a case on these guys. Dude, you know and I know, that's fucking bullshit. Just because you had a gun, sold a gun, pawned a gun, you're being profiled like that. That's why when they wrote 790.335, they made it hardcore. If the cops get busted for doing that, it's a third-degree felony, $5 million fine for the agency, and everybody that was illegally profiled can sue. We're still waiting to see if the state attorney will do their job and do something about that. If not, we're going to do a class action lawsuit, which will be the biggest one in Florida's history. I need to add to that. I even talked to you a little bit. The lawyer, Eric Friday, the best gun lawyer in Florida, already started a lawsuit against state police, because when you buy a gun, you have to go through the 3-day background check, okay? Well, in a statute, it says they have to do it in 3 days. They were going way over 3 days on a shitload of people, and we found out my friend was went over 3 days. In fact, it was 60 days. So Eric Friday filed a class action lawsuit. State police been trying to throw it out for, I think, 2 months now. And it was just in the paper today. The judge said, fuck you. It is moving forward. Can we say fuck you on this program?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I didn't know.
Absolutely.
I didn't know if this was a real radio. Are you? So anyways, the judge said, fuck you. This is going forward, man, because it's so bad. They think, Dan, check this out, 20,000 people violated. Woohoo! Yay! Wow. Yes.
So, like, what's, in theory, like, what should happen? Like, if they, like, on the fourth day, shouldn't you be able to say, well, they had 3 days, they didn't say not to sell it to me, give it to me?
Now, that's funny you mention it. Okay, so this is what they're doing now. If they can't figure it out, yeah, now they're just saying flat out, you know, no or yes. You know, none of this maybe bullshit that they've been doing to people. Dude, there's a story. One guy waited 7 months. Okay, by the way, my friend that couldn't get a gun, because the reason why he couldn't get a gun is when the sheriff found out, he broke open the story of the illegal pawn list, list of gun owners. He put a bogus charge from 1995 on his background, which prevented him from getting a gun. Here's what's interesting. He has a concealed carry license for 5 years, which in Florida gives you the right to buy a gun right away. So that's pretty fucked up, isn't it?
So, yeah. And that's interesting. Like, why did he put it back that far? Like, so he just made up a charge. He put it 1995. Yep. Is it harder to get off because there's fewer records that they keep to?
Bingo.
Bingo.
That is correct. It's so far back, it's hard to trace down. And here's the sad part. In the newspaper today, when they reprinted it, that it's moving forward, they mentioned nothing about the sheriff being involved, man. It is disgusting. The sheriff is, our sheriff here, Charlotte County Sheriff Bill Permel, is going to be the one that's, like I said, he's blowing up the biggest gun lawsuits in Florida's history. And they won't even mention his name. That's pretty sad, correct?
Yeah. And Florida's a pretty gun-free, not gun-free, free gun state, or a gun freedom state, isn't it, relatively?
They used to be, but here's the problem. You know, and I know, we watch the news all the time. What people from what states are moving to Florida?
New York.
Yes, Illinois, Detroit, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
That makes sense.
All the liberal, California. Dude, we're getting a lot of Californians.
Really?
California, they can sell their house, come here, and be debt-free, pay the house off. Done.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you do that?
Yep, that's why I'm down here.
Yeah, correct. Actually, that's right. Yes, down there it's safer for you. Correct.
Yeah.
So how are you going to run the United States when you're in Mexico?
How can I run? It's pretty much about the same, really. It's just every major city is just a flight away. So.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the most part, I mean, you know, a lot of the stuff we're doing is online. A lot of my volunteers are really awesome people. They're all over the country. And, you know, we do put together some events. I do make some appearances and travel a little bit. But it's not really that much less expensive if you start in the U.S. Of course, it's getting a little more expensive now because all the like ticket prices in and out of the of Mexico, I think, just between U.S. and Mexico are getting more expensive because of all this Trump bullshit that's going on. Because I used to get a round trip flight from New York to Cancun. It round trip was $200. direct flight, and like $80 of that was taxes. And now it's like up to $500 with everything included. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's more than doubled. And like, it's not just the season. I've tried looking like, you know, 6 months, a year ahead, and all the prices are still way up there. So, something's going on, and it happened really recently. So I think it's got a lot to do with whatever Trump's fucking around with.
Right. Wow. Okay. So here's a sad part. I hate to say it this way. Would Hillary have been better? No. So would Dan be better?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There you go. Very good. See?
Yeah, forget about the lesser of two evils, because you're still getting evil.
That is correct.
One's going to punch you in the left eye, one's going to punch you in the right eye. I'm not going to punch you at all.
There you go. But yes, don't kill me if I say this. Don't cut off the feed. But I do think he at least was better than Hillary. But yes, I do agree. It is kind of scary, the Trump fascism, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And and look, to tell you the truth, I was thinking the other day, I was actually like, you know, I really didn't hate Trump until he became president. Like, you know, he wasn't right. That bad. It's just that a lot of it comes from the resentment of having somebody who's able to make these like massive manipulative changes to my life to be able to say, oh, you want to go in and out of Mexico? It's going to be more expensive. Oh, you want to buy shit from Cuba? Not anymore. Oh, you want to go to, you want to buy stuff from China? Sorry, that's going to cost you twice as much now.
Right.
For somebody to have that power is completely immoral. So, you know, for him to be what he was, like that, you know, that ridiculous TV show he had, that was never like that offensive to me, and not any more than any other reality TV show anyway. But yeah, it's now that it's like, oh, now you deem yourself my master, and you're right. Going to put all these controls on my life. That's kind of where it really gets offensive.
Right. I agree. And then, like I said, you know, dude, the fascism, stated that's happening here in America is scary. This is an update that you didn't know about either, Dan, how this I agree, dude, I'm calling it fascism. Just because we were exposing the corruption here, and I do think it does kind of, you know, relate to the Trump stuff. We get all these old retirees that think Trump is freaking awesome, and then I'm like, wow. Dude, they actually made a rule here. It's not even an ordinance voted on, Dan. They had an ordinance of 15 different rules that, you know, basically you fart, they can trespass you while we're doing a video story, right? I do a lot of auditing too when I get my records, okay? All right. So 2 months ago, they were sick of us exposing their corruption on video. They made a rule, Dan. It's not even a freaking ordinance. Just a rule, stuck it in the middle of the 15 ordinances, you know, of shit that you can't do at a public building. And dude, basically it states you cannot audio or video record a public official on public duty in a public place. How un-American is that?
But I mean, they can make that rule as much as they want. If the Supreme Court says you can film public officials on public property at any time, even if it's a hidden camera now, that rule doesn't mean shit, right?
Okay, so that is interesting you mention that. Supreme Court still has not ruled, but all the courts below the Supreme Court across the country have said what you said, and you are correct. It was McDonough, the latest one. I know him. I met him in Miami, who went pro se, took it to the 11th Circuit Federal Court, and yes, dude, it literally says in his suit that, yes, public official on public duty, dude, you can even do it secretly. They have no expectation of privacy. And you know basically what these government officials are telling us. They're basically saying, okay, we know it's illegal, but fuck you until you take us to court and tell us no. How sick is that?
Right. And this is what's like really frustrating about that, because like everybody thinks like, you know, oh, you're gonna walk up to a cop, you're gonna pull out your camera and say, I'm gonna feel, you're gonna pull it out slowly so you don't get shot.
Yeah.
You don't get shot. He's gonna tell you, sorry, you can't film me, and he threatens to arrest you. He does, you know, whatever threats he's gonna make, so
That's
you
right.
so you you finally, you back down, you say, okay, fine, I'm going to put my camera away. I don't want to get my ass kicked today. I don't want to get shot today.
Correct.
And you think like, oh, I could just go sue him for this. And the reality is no, like you can file a lawsuit against him, but what's that going to do? Like what's your damage? What are you going to ask for? And what's the damage that you're going to claim? And they're going to say, well, it was, you know, oh, he just didn't understand the law. He didn't know about the case, blah, blah, blah. You didn't suffer any damage from it, you know, and nobody usually gets anywhere with it, which sucks, but that's like, that's kind of the reality of it.
Okay. Here's where you're right. And you're wrong, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that, okay? In other states, I think it's like Colorado or somewhere around that. Oh, my God, dude. They are winning money, okay? I think it's Eric Brandt, the guy that's just nuts. He's an awesome auditor. He is nuts. He goes out with his camera and he yells, "Fuck the police!" with a big sign. It's awesome, man. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So anyways, he has won lawsuits out there. One, I think, was 40 grand. Another one was 100 grand. But you are correct, Dan. Here in Florida, oh my God, they do not like to pay. Okay, so literally, Dan, they're so fascist here. I'll only win a buck, a dollar, $1. The lawyer gets paid. You know, the lawyer gets the charge away, right?
Right.
The lights just flickered, so if we lose connection, that's why. I got a thunderstorm.
All right.
So the lawyer gets paid. So, but you are correct. It is so fascist here. There's hardly any lawyers that will do civil rights in Florida because it's so fascist. I'm just going to flat out say it. Dude, I've been doing this for 6 years. I could not find one goddamn lawyer here that would do anything because they fear the sheriff, the prosecutor, the state attorney, the judges. If they help me, are they ever going to win a case again?
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. So if you can't find a lawyer to help you because they're afraid, one, that's going to make you more afraid. I mean, you're already more courageous than most people. You know, for anybody else, especially now, it turns into, oh, you got to do it yourself, which... You know, and I've been there. I've done my share of pro se cases, and it's a learning process because they will kick you out every step of the way. Oh, you didn't put the heading on the document the right way. You didn't use the right font. Your lines aren't numbered. Like the most insane shit. And they'll just say like, yeah, sorry, come back, try it again. Hoping that you'll give up.
Correct.
But it's
okay. Here's what's scary with that too, Dan. I agree. Pro se, if you, not to be mean, and I think you are smart enough, but you better be damn smart, because guess, here's the bad part with pro se, if you fuck it up, it's case law. You know what I'm saying? That's scary. Yeah. You could get bad case law, so you got to be careful. So here's the good news. You know, I'm down by Fort Myers, you know, like 2 hours away from Tampa. You know, Tampa's more liberal, Miami's more liberal, Orlando's more liberal, Tallahassee. So we've been reaching out that far, and we are finally starting to find some lawyers that will, you know, because they don't live here, so they don't care. So we finally got a lawyer for the Punta Gorda trespass for me filming. They got an illegal ordinance that says I can't film. I got one from Tallahassee. On contingency, so you know I'm on the back burner, so that's going to take forever because he doesn't make a lot of money, but he will make money. Then we just found a lawyer in Tampa, Dandar and Dandar. He's a really good civil rights lawyer. Drove up there last week, met him in person. He wants to take this shit that they're doing in Charlotte County, do a class action lawsuit because we got 8 people already whose rights have been violated. Also, we are even thinking of, this is a fun one, we're thinking of RICO, Dan, because we have the emails. It was the sheriff's office, the Charlotte County government, the election office, and the DMV that all worked and conspired together to stop us from filming.
So how does that work into RICO? That's...
Okay. It's called collusion and conspiracy, okay? So, like, if you get emails like we got that show that all these agencies, and these, dude, down here, These are all agencies that you are elected, okay? So these are all separate entities. When you get all these separate entities working together, conspiring together to stop people that are exposing their corruption, that is collusion, conspiracy, RICO. Guess, and here's another good thing to charge RICO, triple damages.
Interesting. So, because RICO is also usually used for like organized crime, right?
So this is funny we're talking about that, Dan. What is our government nowadays?
Absolutely. But what I was getting at is like those are more like criminal charges. So.
Oh, absolutely.
What could you do? Because this is something I like to talk about a lot when it comes to like government accountability, right? Let's say a public official or, you know, whether it's a sheriff or a senator or the mailman, they commit a felony against you. And the DA is like, yeah, but, you know, thin blue line. We're not going to prosecute him. What is there that we could do to get a criminal prosecution going against an officer or a public employee or in the case you're talking about with like a RICO case so that somebody can actually be charged criminally and, you know, not just have to give up some money, which ultimately is going to be paid for by the taxpayers, but like they're going to have to sit in jail.
You know what's really sad? You are correct, especially where I'm at. Like I said, it's a bunch of socialist, fascist, elitist. Dude, there is so many bad... I think I told you about that, Dan. I've been doing this for 6 years. The sheriff has deputies. He does the court. He does the jail. Okay, that's 600 employees. I've been exposing so much shit that in... Guess how many people fired, retired, and quit in 6 years?
How many?
400.
Wow.
That's a big turnover, correct?
Yeah. That's...
Do you know what they tell other people? Well, you know, there's other people that say, why'd you leave? They said, go to Charlotte County Cop Watch Facebook page. That'll tell you right there. Because he's exposing everything. But here's the sad part, dude. You are correct. Many of them have committed crimes that I would be charged with. You would be charged with that guy down there in my picture. And they, guess what their punishment is, Dan? Oh, they were fired. So that's a punishment.
Right,
they still get to keep their badge.
They just move one county over and get another job.
Yes, correct. Absolutely. All day long. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
So, yeah, I think I told you about that, dude. There's a guy here. There's a ton of people here doing steroids big time, okay? The wife came home. Anyways, there's a guy here doing steroids. He ordered a liter of GHB from China and had it shipped here. This was so hardcore. He had the feds all over this thing, right? Guess what? They wanted to charge him. They tried to charge him. They had so much evidence, it was not even funny. But in the end, did they charge him, Dan?
I'm guessing no.
No. Dude, a liter of GHB. Do you know how much GHB it takes to knock out a woman and rape her?
I'm guessing like just a couple drops.
A milliliter, correct. One little bitty tiny bit with some alcohol, and you can rape her all day long. I will admit the sad part that I found out about is... Do you know who else uses this? And I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. They can if they want. The gay community uses it too. Big time. They're knocking each other out and raping each other's ass. Oh, that's sick. But
as long as it's consensual, if they're doing it consensual, that sounds kind of weird. But hey, if that's what you're into.
Well, I guess it's less pain. But anyways, the reason why the bodybuilders are using it is because after a hard workout, they take the GHB because it's a huge muscle relaxer. It lets your body rebuild. But like I said, the other dual purpose is, you know, if you give it to somebody with a little bit of alcohol, they're gone, dude. I mean, knocked out, period.
Right. And we're talking about, you know, the industry that has the 40% rate of beating their spouses.
Yes. Very good. Correct. Absolutely. All day long. Yes. That one.
Yeah, that's a dangerous comp. That's not if I had to pick a person to give that stuff to a liter of that. How much did you say it was? A liter.
Just a milliliter.
But how much did he import?
A liter.
So 1 milliliter. See, that's what I love about metric. It's easy to figure out the dosage. So there's 1,000 doses in that container. And you know, that if I were to give that whole liter to somebody, that is the probably person at the very bottom of my list. Not that I'd want to give that to anybody, but that's.
Can I tell you something about this? Here's another thing. Since your people are learning about what this is what else I found out. It is very, very dangerous. If you go over a milliliter, guess what you can do?
I'm guessing you could OD and pass out, give yourself a heart attack or...
You're dead.
Yeah.
It is a scary drug.
Man.
So we think the reason why he did not get busted is, like I said, there's a lot of people here that are steroid freaks. And we believe he was the main drug dealer for the sheriff's department and all surrounding agencies. How do you like that?
So he was the drug dealer of the agency that catches drug dealers.
Yes, that one. You got it.
That's insane. Is it? I'm looking for, I don't have it. Oh man, that sucks. I should have thought ahead. I don't have my thin blue line game on me today. I was going to pull out a thin blue line card and say, no, he pulled the thin blue line card.
Correct.
Yeah, that's, we see it so much and it's terrible. It's, you know, it sucks because like, it's not just because like on one hand, it's like, okay, yeah, you get busted by the police and then the police bust themselves and they get away with it. There's that. So like, it's kind of like, man, how come I have to pay for my crimes and they don't? But at the same time, their crimes are so much worse than like, you know, my crime, driving without a license, driving without a seat belt, not using my blinker, not having the right number of, I don't know, something on something else. Like,
correct.
That's the kind of stuff we go to jail for. Oh, the magazine in my gun holds too many bullets. Meanwhile, yours is holding zero bullets because you just emptied them out in some poor fucking unarmed guy.
And
mine, still in the magazine, are getting me sent to prison for 10 years.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
Well,
and again, like I said, even with this latest story, like I said, the guy they just executed, two freaking deputies with AR-15s with scopes are supposed to be trained, no non-lethal. If I had a scope on an AR-15, I would have took his leg out. I would have took his pelvis out. But no, they freaking went for body shots. Dude, you know and I know that's a wicked freaking bullet. You are dead, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point. And you know, that's another point that's made often is that police are supposed to be trained to keep their cool in intense situations.
Correct.
And they totally fucking lose it. Meanwhile, we don't have any training as the public, and we're supposed
correct.
To keep calm and follow orders.
Yeah.
And not panic that we have like five grown men yelling at us, different orders, sometimes meaning completely opposite things, not sure what to do, panicking. Why is there a gun drawn? What's going on?
Correct.
Not knowing why, not knowing that they're looking for somebody else, not knowing that if you say, I'm not that guy, or here's my ID, I'll prove that I'm not the person you're looking for. Like, not knowing
correct.
That you could say that to end it. Like, it's fucking insane.
Well, you know, and I know that, you know, and that's what I tell people all day long. How is this fucking rational? We're supposed to be a free country, yet we got the most people in jail and prison than the whole rest of the world. Our cops kill more people than any place in the whole rest of the world. How does that work? And we're supposed to be free. By the way, I haven't talked to you in a while. Did you hear what I did on Memorial Day? I hope you're not mad when I tell you.
No.
Okay. All right. This was my idea. Memorial Day. It's a day of remembrance of they fought for freedom, right?
Right.
So I went there. I had my press pass, and I was nice. I did not interrupt the memorial service. So I I had a sign that says, "You fought for freedom, but we are not free in America." Is that true?
That's true.
They flipped out. Dan, at that video, oh my God, it was crazy. They flipped out. And they don't even realize what I, like you just said, it is absolutely true.
Right.
I mean, how is it, we had this discussion too. Jesus, what is it, Afghanistan or Iraq or what? How long have we been fighting there? Are we ever going to win?
18 years now.
How many people died? And why are we there? Is it for the poppies? I'm not sure. Do you know?
Apparently, Osama bin Laden came back to life, and we're still trying to find him. He came back to life for the third time.
So here's the good news. Here's the good news. Are you ready for war with Iran?
Man. You know what's... that's been cooking for so long. I remember seeing bumper stickers so long ago that was like, it looked like an odometer in a car, like the old analog odometers. Right. It's IRA, and then the Q and the N are like halfway in between, like it's turning from the Q to the N.
Correct.
Yeah, it's, man, yeah, such a nightmare. So going back to what you were, I did this live stream, I think it was last weekend, about racism, but the things that I talked about were more about like our thought process and how we come to these conclusions and why we think the things that we think. And it's interesting to see that like a lot of the things with that have to do with, you know, what you were just talking about, where you know, if you were to ask somebody what's the freest country in the world, they're not going to sit there and think about it. They're just going to say it's America. It's a conditioned response. It's right. You know, they're not, if you were to ask them what's 2 + 2, they're not going to sit there and count 1, 2, 3, 4. They just know. Right. And that's right. How, you know, we talk about in 1984, 2 + 2 = 5.
Right.
They've been conditioned to believe the wrong answer.
Absolutely.
And they never stop to think long enough. Okay, somebody's telling me the answer is wrong. Should I get mad or should I think that maybe I'm wrong? And
right.
And when we have this, like, the, you know, this military presence that we have in the United States, the way that it goes through like generations of family, it's always with good intentions. So it's not like these are like evil people, but it's you know, it becomes like the way of life, and it becomes a preconditioned understanding of what things are that kind of diverges from the reality of what's going on.
Well, we had that discussion too when I saw you at the Libertarian event, and I forgot to ask you are going to the Texas one, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, we're still trying to figure out. If I go there, I want to speak this time, damn it. But anyways, so we already had this discussion with you at Tampa, is that my belief, and I think you know the same thing too, dude, the radio, the TV, the internet, we find out from Google now, Google, that one reporter busted Google, they admit it, dude, they are absolutely skewing all results, my God. So Facebook's doing it. So dude, this is all indoctrination propaganda. I mean, even like we had the discussion, even, you know, I don't watch TV. If people would just quit watching TV, they would halfway wake up right there. Also, too, you know, and I know the schools now, dude, it's like a freaking frog in a pot. In the 80s, we talked about that, too. In the 80s, I sold pot, smoked pot, speeders, acid, all that. It wasn't a big deal. Now the schools have went, you're a frog in a pot. It's went from freedom to maybe one cop in a school. Now down here, dude. Holy Jesus, school is like a prison. There is bars all the way around, multiple cops, and there's dogs there, dude.
Wow.
You ever heard of Nazi Germany?
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. And the worst part about that is you're conditioning people to, like,
yeah,
when they get out of that school and then
yep.
they walk out into the real world, and it's a police state, and there's like five cops on every corner, and there's cameras in like every streetlight. It's now normal because that's just what they grew up with, and it's
correct.
It's normal. It's not good or bad because there's no context to it. That's extremely dangerous.
Okay, I'm going to say it's bad. It's very bad. You know, and I know they would love to do what China's doing with the facial recognition and the system where is he good or is he bad? And if he's bad, he might not get a good job, get to travel, blah, blah, blah. Dude, I haven't flown in years. I mean, I cannot wait to go fly someday and find out if am I going to come up on a list. I actually believe, yes, I would. I'm sure he's probably going to say that he's a FOIA terrorist, man.
Tell you the truth, like and let me think, because I'm a security nerd, right? Like I'm a software engineer, but a lot of what I deal with is security. So whenever I go through TSA, I'm like always looking around to see what they're doing. And there's so many flaws. Like if you wait for the right moment, you don't have to go through the nudie body scanner. You can just walk through. I'm not talking about the opt out where you have to get the pat down, but you can actually, like, if you time it right and the line gets long enough and it gets backed up, someone's going to get pissed off and say the line's too long. Everybody go through the metal detector instead. Right. All these things, but they don't have a computer there that's checking your ID or your passport when you get in to tell you whether or not you're on the no-fly list. So that would have to be something that's done at the checkout counter, which...
I agree. Here's another thing, too. Dude, like you said, you're a techie. I want you to think of this. You know what I know. These freaking RFID things, they can hide them anywhere now. How much you want to bet it could be on your license? Could be in your passport. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they have one in the passports.
I even have this conspiracy theory. The money in America is looking so funky with all the little stuff in it. Dude, how do you and I know that there's not some kind of RFID thing in there where they literally, you walk past shit and they know how much you got in your wallet?
You know, there's... So two things about that. One, there are, I want to talk about stuff you can get on the black market. There's a scanner that you can get that, you know, you put enough power in it, you can read all of the RFIDs in the room. Like you can go, like they used to have people, like when people, when they first got the little RFIDs in the credit cards, people would like sit in the mall and just kind of like scan. And it wouldn't, you know, you've seen these ones on the news where you have to get really close to it and you know, right next to the card. That's not even necessarily the case. And you know, but to another thing, like you can get all, there's like all kinds of stuff. Like if you go to like spy shops, they have some really cool tech there that will let you sniff out RFIDs or radio transmitters or, you know, other stuff. So you get to your, when you do travel, when you come to Texas and you're not sure if the FBI already bugged your room, you can use one of those to sniff the room, see if there's any radio transmitters.
They're going to have a lot of stingrays, buddy.
Oh yeah. The whole place is probably going to be covered, but, but hey, that's why, you know, that's why I think we should all start referring to, we should all start referring to our wallets as bombs, and we should start referring to our cell phones as drugs, so that, like, you know, when they're trying to sniff out the conversations and be like, oh shit, I left my drugs at the house. Like, you know, you're talking about your cell phone. And if everybody's doing this, then they have no way to like sniff out, an actual conversation.
Real drug killers. That's very good. Correct.
Yeah, so...
Well, dude, you know how messed up this is. They tried prohibition. It failed, okay? Then they had all those people that that were off work, and they said, how can we put them back to work? Let's start doing drugs. Let's start doing marijuana. If a black man or a Mexican smokes marijuana, he's going to rape your white wife, right?
Yeah, it's... And, you know, there's somebody... somebody said all these states are legalizing weed now, and they're making all this tax money off of it. And they said, well, that's just what you do when you go broke, you start selling drugs.
That's correct. Dude, that's how I learned to be a businessman in high school. Are you kidding me?
Same here, man.
I sucked at doing that too, by the way. I kept smoking my product. That's what I was going to say too, Dan, is, here we're finally legalizing weed, but here's the scary part. Have you been hearing about the stories? here are these states, they legalize the weed. There is people that have a shitload of money invested and cash they can't put in a bank. It's literally in a huge vault, and the feds are coming in and taking it all. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's and you know, a lot of people are happy that it's legal now, and the reality is, like, there's still a lot of that going on. There's still some major threats to this whole industry, and it's really a shame because we look at it like, you know, oh well, these are criminals, but wait, they're not criminals because the state said it's okay. But even on top of that, like, they were never criminals to begin with. The criminals were the ones who said they couldn't do it in the first place. That's a natural right.
Correct.
That's your property. It's your body.
I totally agree, dude. It's insane. Who are you hurting except yourself? I mean, wow. I literally have a customer that's from California. Her son is making, and he's just got 1 acre, dude, $1 million a year growing and selling weed. And now he's hearing about the feds can come in at any moment and just take it off.
Well, tell him he should just, if it's going to go away, he might as well blow it fast. And I am taking donations for my campaign.
There you go.
I'll be the first presidential campaign funded mostly by drug money. That would be awesome.
Sweet. Very good. Awesome. I like that. I'm being serious. Are you doing a lot of campaigning in the states that is weed is legal?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're actually working right now on some digital campaigns. So we're going to be pushing our ads. Of course, I guess we were supposed to start today, but that's going to get pushed back a couple days now, thanks to this 3-day ban. We've already got some video content out there, and we just want to get that in front of as many people as we can, so that people can kind of get to know me and get to understand the campaign and what the platform is about. We're going to continue making more videos and do the same thing. So we're just going to keep running ads so that we can get this in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And of course that all takes money. So if you're watching and you want to make a donation, head over to Berman2020.com and make a donation.
Absolutely.
I don't
make money on YouTube. I would like donations too. Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Where can we go to make a donation to your cop watch?
What's that?
Where can we go to make a donation to you?
PayPal, cop watch, PayPal.
Is there a, send it to me afterwards. I'll put it as a link in the video. We were talking before, you're trying to raise more money because I guess you have a day job, right?
That is correct. Yeah.
So you had to think about it. Like, wait, did I go today? Shit.
Yes, I do.
That's kind of, it's funny, like the corrupt politicians, that becomes their day job because they get to make so much corrupt money doing it. And for the rest of us, the do-gooders who are actually trying to fight the corruption and, you know, do good things, we have to keep our day jobs because, you know, nobody wants to donate to us when they don't get an immediate return. Like, hey, yeah, I'm not going to give you a special permit to build your building over here. But that corrupt politician, yeah, go donate to him. That's what we deal with. So definitely, if you can make a donation, if you want to support Cop Watch, head over to that link. I'll put that in the description, make a donation.
And I will do the same for you. You give me your stuff. I'll put it on my Facebook, my YouTube channel. What YouTube channels are left? I am on a backup one, but dude, it sucks growing a new channel, man. It's just fucking insane, man. 3 channels in 2 years. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It is tough. Hopefully. And even with the algorithms and everything,
right.
you got to do the search engine stuff. You got to do the keywords. And it really is tough. I've been doing it on the taxation theft page. Uh, it's it's not. And it's not like, you know, Facebook or Twitter where you can go follow somebody or something and then they'll follow you back, or you can invite them to the page. It's like, no, you kind of you're starting from almost nothing, and you got to get people to see the videos. But if the videos aren't coming up in the algorithm, then, you know, you have no exposure. So it is really tough.
By the way, do you think you are being shadow banned on Facebook?
It's, you know, it's one of those things where, like, every other day I'm like, they have to be. And then every other day I'm like, no, I'm just crazy. I'm just not that popular.
I don't think you're crazy, dude. Shadow banning is real.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's because here's the thing that I really hate doing. I hate making accusations without, like, the absolute proof. And I might have a really strong feeling about it, but I don't have the proof. And I never will. I mean, unless somebody, you know, comes from Facebook, oh yeah, we have proof right here, you've been shadow banned, then, you know,
right.
There's no way I'd ever know.
Right.
So
well, I can say this after meeting you and all the candidates that day, yes, I think you are the favorite, absolutely. And like I said, dude, if you keep going hardcore in the states where it's legal, oh my God, I think you could do well.
Absolutely. So yeah, we're gonna keep pushing that as much as we can. So we're almost at the end of the show. I just want to give you an opportunity. If you have any, I know you've got a website, you've got a Facebook page. What, you know, give me all your links. Where should everybody go to learn more about and what you're doing and what's going on?
So yeah, the main one it's Facebook. That's what's crazy is that Facebook, for all these years, there's so much information on my Facebook. It's so deep that people literally tell me I can't get to the bottom, and that's real. So Charlotte County Cop Watch on Facebook, that's the main one. If you type in Charlotte County Cop Watch on YouTube, I am still there. Like I said, I took down, you know this, and I'm going to mention it. I know I'm doing the right thing, because I used to have a channel 2 years ago that was at 70 million views, 4 million views a month, 60,000 subscribers, and they freaking hated me exposing them, and they took it down. So, but if you search Charlotte County Cop Watch on YouTube, you can find it. The websites I'm not really going to mention, because I'm not a guru like you. I suck at websites, so those aren't worth mentioning. So Facebook, YouTube, and just, I think everybody, you know, if they can, you know, needs to do cop watch in their area, dude. It's so bad. You can do it with auditing. You can do it with pulling records, exposing it. You know, I told you what I do. You know, I pull the internal investigations and expose it. Dude, there's so much corruption people don't have no idea about. Just doing that gets you death threats. It's great, right?
Yeah. And, you know, worst case scenario, because I know it's intimidating at first. I've been there. It's, you know, the first time you try to approach a cop to say that you even disagree with him in the most polite way that you can think of, it's intimidating. But at the very least, you know, what you can start doing is getting you know, getting a dash cam or something that you can drive around with. If you ever get stopped, you can record it. You've got that that body cam I've been looking at getting, the was it a SanDisk?
It's Transcend, and you didn't see what's blinking on the video right here. I'm making a video. Oh, you're making a video. So that's body cam right here. It's called Transcend. And here's the reason why I like it, Dan. It's lightweight, great clip, $130. It'll go 2.5 to 3 hours. It's just been really reliable. I can put black tape over the blinking light. So, you know, as you know, if they see a blinking light, you don't get as much good information. So usually there's black tape on it. I like it, Dan, because it's one button.
Yeah.
A moron can do one button, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and
correct.
So this was my, this is what pushed me over the line, because I was like, you know, I've been thinking about it since, it's been a couple months since I saw that in Florida. And, you know, I'm thinking about it, and I was wearing not this hat, but like the baseball hat that says taxation is theft. I was coming back from New York. And I was in line at TSA, and like, you know how they have, like, sometimes the line has different channels, and then they like pull the rope across and they tell you to move this way. And I was like halfway asleep, so I'm dragging my ass, but I've got my taxation is theft hat on, and they moved the rope, they changed direction, and the agent that was there wanted to get my attention. She yelled, "Taxation is theft." And I was like, oh man, like how great would that have been if I was recording that and she just like yelled. Yeah. I mean, like everybody heard it, she just yelled it. I don't even know if she knew what she's saying, but well, I don't know, because you know, I've gotten so many TSA agents that are like, yeah, it is theft, that's technically, yeah, that's true. Which is ironic, but hey, that's pretty cool.
And the sad part, in my opinion, it's the government workers that are robbing us, dude. Their pay, benefits, and retirement is out of control, unrealistic, unsustainable. Detroit was the first one to go bankrupt, and now you got Illinois, New York, California. Socialism does not work.
Oh, it's okay, man. They'll just print more money and raise taxes. It's all good.
Okay. I'm sorry. What
it'll
was
work
I,
out.
I know. It all, just like in Germany, right?
Yeah, just like in Zimbabwe, yeah. Just like in Venezuela.
Yeah, oh no, Venezuela. Don't forget Venezuela.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. But yeah, it's a Ponzi scheme. But that's another story for another day. We'll talk about that some other time.
It is.
But it's been great having you on. And again, I'll put all those links in the I'm losing my mind. It's been a long week. I'll put them in the comments. So we can find you and make donations and follow what you're up to. And until next time, taxation is theft. I'll see you around.
See you, man.
Taxation is theft.
Please, at least leave us alone in our living room.
My job is to find the truth.
Double the taxes.
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Triple the taxes.
This is an IRS agent's dream.
If you think that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying.
Beautiful, lovely taxes.
Sorry, but I don't do taxes.
Did you see the memo about this?
The government is a greedy piglet.
Just leave us alone.
Do you know what Ralph just said?
Roads.
You boys like Mexico?
Hell, hell, hell!